Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Under President Trump's administration, about 300 children crossed the border in an attempt to get into the United States. President Biden touting open borders during his campaigning, a Customs and Border Protection staffer told Biden officials Thursday, the agency is now projecting 13,000 unaccompanied children will cross the border in May of 2021. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in eastern Syria late Thursday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed multiple structures belonging to the Iranian-backed forces were destroyed in a U.S. airstrike. No reports of casualties or damage. Leading female Democratic politicians stayed silent Thursday on the sexual harassment allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo by former aide Lindsey Boylan, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Vice President Kamala Harris, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were all no comment. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lady Gaga's adorable little dogs were kidnapped in a violent theft. USA Radio News Bureau, Pacific Northwest, Wendy King reports.
Two of Lady Gaga's French bulldogs, named Koji and Gustav, were stolen after the singer's dog walker was shot in Hollywood, California. A Los Angeles Police Department spokesperson confirmed to People magazine that the robbery happened on Wednesday night on Sierra Bonita Avenue in Hollywood. The dog walker was transported to the hospital in stable condition and is now recovering, according to sources close to Lady Gaga. The shooter was described as male. He used a semi-automatic handgun and was spotted leaving in a white sedan. The investigation is still ongoing. A representative for Lady Gaga has confirmed that she's offering $500,000 for the return of her dogs. She is now currently in Italy shooting a movie.
Thanks for listening at TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
NASCAR Racing Sunday. The Dixie Vodka 400 Homestead Miami Raceway presents some unusual physical features. NASCAR pit crew legend Rocco Williams points out some of the physical challenges crews will face.
I'm going to tell you about these high walls on pit road and Homestead Miami Speedway. I love going to Miami, but at the same time, the pit walls are very high. Concrete pit road, very wide, very long. You're not going to get stuck in between cars there a lot, but a very high pit wall when you're carrying two tires. Thank goodness you can hold those two tires not standing on the wall, because that's a long way to come down. At the same time, these guys are geared up and ready for that challenge. It's all about where you pick, and that plays a large role in where you finish in this race.
Rocco gives his opinion on what the best stall picks for drivers are and the strategies.
First pick, the first stall is gone, and every opening out will be gone first. And then after that, it is a free-for-all. You just try to get in where you fit in. Try to get the best spot, and you try to pit around cars you're not racing.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. Major League Baseball and spring training will get the boys of summer ready to compete. 14 games will be played Sunday. Next week, spring training continues. Monday through Wednesday, we'll have 14 games played each day. Most games will be played in Florida and Arizona. Mike Tyson is not happy about a biopic series about his life streaming on Hulu very soon. Iron Mike. The announcement didn't sit too well with the 54-year-old, who published a statement on social media calling for fans to boycott Hulu. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Well, as you could tell from our previous interview, there's so much that we don't know, and what we don't know is costing us. And I'm so grateful for what Dan Schultz shared with us, because it takes us back. I mean, you got to consider first principles, and first principles in everything. You know, what is the most effective thing that we can do? I mean, our Constitution spelled it out for us. It says, we the people. It is the government of, for, by we the people. And it's a matter of focus. Are we focusing on those issues and elements that give us the yield that we expect of a government that serves us, we the people, as opposed to the other way around? And if you think not, you know, you heard me report on this thing that's quite shocking, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are more concerned about the bureaucracy and federal employees and them getting a stimulus check. They're offering to give them 15 days of free time so that they can take care of their kids. I guess the only kids that matter are the kids that belong to federal employees. Okay, so they're going to give them 15 days, and here we are, you know, hoping, oh, please, you know, give us some crumbs, mighty ones, send some crumbs our way that maybe we could get, you know, one $1,400 stimulus check. But yet, you know, if you're a bureaucrat, if you're a federal employee, you get 15 of them. I mean, if that doesn't cause your head to explode, I don't know what's going to take. Craig Huey joins us now. Craig not only is a dear friend that I've known forever, and I appreciated his heart and his passion to bring knowledge, particularly to people of faith. Because when you consider the history of this great country and any of the monumental changes, and I say changes in a good way, it has emanated from the leadership of Christian people, Christian Catholics, I mean, going down the line, people of faith. They have been the vanguard for all the great things that have happened in this country that have served the people, because that is the heart of people of faith. He is the coordinator and speaker of Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, Reality Alert. Craig Huey, always good to be talking to you. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, I'm doing great. Good talking to you, too, and a lot of great things happening and a lot of very, very frightening things as well.
Exactly. Well, you know, what's happening is people are getting off the couch now and they're starting to take a stand. They saw what happened in the 2020 election. You know, think what you may about it and, you know, take the risk of being canceled or whatever. But yeah, look, your emotions are every bit as valid as their emotions. And people, you know, when you have a majority of Republicans, and I mean like 70% range, saying, hey, there's something real smelly here. I may not understand it. I may not have the facts, but it doesn't feel right. And for that feeling, you know, we're told by, you know, by the purveyors of the social media and the dogmatic ones that want to control the narrative that, oh, Craig, that's okay. You know, you're just feeling incorrectly. That's invalid. And, you know, keep that up and we'll have to send you someplace and re-educate you.
You know, this whole idea of re-education, the whole idea that they're trying to create fear among every one of your listeners. They're trying to create a fear to be able to speak truth, a fear to be able to be courageous about doing what is right, a fear about donating to candidates, donating to causes, to be able to verbally take a stand. It is an assault upon our First Amendment rights. And Bill, I'm seeing across America people saying enough is enough. We need to stand up for freedom. We need to stand up for freedom of choice. We need to stand up for the Constitution, and we can't let the swamp in that. We can't let the deep state bureaucrats control and run our lives. And now that's the path we're on, that they have tasted blood, and they're going after more. They have tasted victory, and they want to win. And it doesn't matter if they win with truth or honesty or integrity. They just want to win.
Well, the CEO of Google made it quite clear after the 2016 election it was going to be at any cost. And clearly what the evidence seems to point to, I say seems to point to because it's not conclusive. I understand. Because for whatever reason, we can't seem to get a court in this land to listen to the case. Even the Supreme Court, of all people, Craig, they are, you know, they're like our Obi-Wan Kenobi, man. They're our last hope. The reason they're, you know, they're put into office so that they are the final answer. And what do? They go missing in action on us. They lack spine and backbone to, you know, address these issues, to say, okay, you know, let's check this out. We cannot have 70% of Republicans, or maybe overall close to 50% if you work out the numbers, of the people wondering what happened. Was it a free and fair election? Because it's not so much even about this election. We're talking the elections going forward. And you talk about disenfranchisement. I mean, this, you want to disenfranchise the voters? Boy, you compromise the integrity of the whole process. And boy, you can't disenfranchise them fast enough.
Yeah, Bill, I think there's good and bad here. The good is that the awareness of election integrity, the awareness of being able to have to combat different types of ballot harvesting and different ways of corrupting the entire election, people are realizing that there's ways to be able to stop that and look at that. Mm-hmm. And then the flip side of it is, yes, many of the judges, including the Supreme Court, are letting us down, because if there is issues that were done illegally, which we do believe happened, they have to be proven in a court of law. They can't just be based upon mathematical projections and based upon assumptions and a few people saying something or some evidence showing something or a small percentage, which can be then expanded into a larger number. All these are yellow flags, but until it's proven in court, we don't have a case. And so I'm still confident it will make its way to court. You know, 433,000 people in California who are dead, moved away, no longer in the house, got a ballot in this last election. Mm-hmm. That's duplicated across the United States, Bill, and yes, that's moving ahead in the courts right now, and I believe that's going to be taken a look at. There are things that are going to be taken a look at to clean this up. In the meantime, your listeners, America, cannot be so disappointed or feeling that they've been disenfranchised to the point where they don't stand up for truth, and they don't stand up to be able to stop the most incredible push towards socialism, the most incredible activation of the government against freedom and free enterprise and that we have seen ever. This is historic. This is Obama on steroids.
Well, he's the publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, Reality Alerts, the one and only Craig Huey.
Vaccination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Martinez for We the People.
Well, let me tell you, our defense against the cancel culture is an offense. We need to start canceling them, Craig Huey, don't you say? Because look at, you know, we've got to cancel back. I mean, that's just really what it comes down to. Give them some of their own medicine. I mean, the way you handle a bully is you have to bully a bully. And they are on full display. And by this I'm saying, I'm claiming violence, you know, but you have to know what it is that you believe in, first and foremost. And, you know, you and I have had this conversation, gosh, Craig, you know, going back to when we first, got behind the microphone some 10, 12 years ago in Los Angeles, and we talked about how important the truth is. If you do not understand the truth and you're wishy-washy in the truth, you're going to be spit out and you're going to be chewed and run over. But if your feet are anchored in the principles of truth, you will stand and continue to stand, and you might be surprised who will reinforce you, right?
100%. You know, and this is the problem, though. To be able to stand on truth, there's economic truth, there's biblical truth, there's historical truth, there's truth and reality. When you go to a state like Florida or Tennessee, one of these states that's not a lockdown state, a free state, and you see that their unemployment is, you know, lowest in the nation, sometimes 3-4%. I mean, it's down to almost what it was before the pandemic. And then you go to the lockdown state, like California, which 9% unemployment because they've got the businesses closed. You've got empty buildings. You've got people afraid. You've got people in fear. And the media keeps drumming in fear. And people have not been able, if they're looking at their news on Apple News from their phone, if they're looking at
speaking of which, can you imagine how many people get their news from social media today, Craig? I mean, 3/4 of the country. I mean, that's incredible. And we know that their worldview is very slanted. It's prejudicial. It's if it isn't propaganda, it borders on it.
Exactly. And so this is the thing, Bill. They're not hearing the other's point of view. And Michael Moore and MoveOn.org and all these organizations and groups that are trying to transform our culture, our economics, our society into a socialist, secular society. Basically, they understand how to mobilize people. So right now, they mobilize, for example, the president of Goya speaks out with truth. Only the people on Fox, OAN, on shows like yours ever hear what he has to say. And then the left tries to cancel it. So what they did is they did a massive campaign to their databases of activists to give the addresses and telephone numbers, the email of the board of directors and the company executives, and sent tens of thousands of messages where they then, as a company, said, we got to back off from supporting our president. This is happening all over, whether it be sports, whether it be any type of organization, the company, they're being flooded. And so right now, for example, with advertisers on podcasts and radio and on OAN and Newsmax and Fox News and Fox Business, the advertisers are being flooded and overwhelmed. When you know, Bill, if you received 10 complaints, you'd be concerned. But just think if you had your thousands of people calling you saying, you've got to stop. If I'm a marketing director of a company and I'm advertising on any of these shows and I get all this, I'm saying, I'm not getting involved in this. I'm going to lose clients. I'm going to get bad reputation. I'm staying away. I'll advertise on MSNBC. I'll advertise on ABC, but I'm not going to advertise on anything that's, that I'm getting these negative comments from. And so they're
well, you know, and the thing is, Craig, you know, which brings to light here, you know, when I was, you know, very active in broadcasting before, and Rush Limbaugh came into play, there was, you know, he's been canceled all his career, you know, because they said, well, the content is controversial. Well, no kidding, that's what talk radio is. It is controversial, but unfortunately, you get like you say, marketing directors or businesses that somehow are just so wishy and want to fold so easily because they don't realize what they're doing by kowtowing
to this group, these groups of bullies, and so they yield to them, and now look where we are. Right now, it is snowballed, and it's gotten worse because we have acquiesced to, you know, to their bullying.
We have. And let me give it one more thought for everybody listening in. So just imagine this army of people coordinated by groups like MoveOn.org, organizing an army of people, sending emails and phone calls, overwhelming people. They do this also to city council members, school board members. They do this to congressmen and senators. So right now with Washington, the most anti-religious and anti-freedom legislation with the Equity Act, with H.R. 1 that's going to destroy voter integrity. What they're doing on those is they're targeting weak Republicans and Democrats that might be persuaded not to vote or to vote no. They're flooding them with messages. And, you know, on our side, Bill, very few people are contacting anyone saying, right, we oppose this. All they're getting is vote yes on this, or you're going to lose the election.
And because on the title, Equity Act, it sounds very, you know, very promising. But typical of the Democrats, what they tell you is not what it is. It's like the screw tape letters. It is the opposite. It's like the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act was never affordable. Okay. People want, it's the Affordable Care Act. Really? I mean, you're just perpetuating this lie and deception. And this is what the Democrats, they say, well, it's pro-choice. No, it's pro-death. Because what kind of choice are you promoting here? You're promoting death. I mean, call it for what it is. It's pro-abortion. It's not pro-choice. And so then they had to come up with something else, that it's a woman's body and it's her, you know, her right. Well, you know, part of her sexuality, in terms of the natural course of things, it's not just her body. It involves other people. And especially when you have a child involved, well, then you got the father of the child, you got the child, but no, it's all yours. And basically the women of the world have been convinced that is their sole responsibility. Craig, do they really want the sole responsibility of the future of that child to be on their shoulders? Because then the thing that's so ironic is they say that, and then all of a sudden they don't like the baby daddy, so they're dragging the baby daddy to court and say, hey, pay up, sucker. Well, wait a minute. How about it was your choice and your body and your responsibility? Oh, except when, you know, there's financial support come into play, right? I'm being a bit cynical here, but this is where their logic gets so screwed up, right?
You're 100%. You know, in my newsletter, I just sent out a picture of a baby in a womb. You can't call that a piece of tissue. So many people in the media, your audience may not be listening to the mainstream media, but they're talking as if a baby in the womb is a disease that you've got to get rid of. And, you know, right. Bill, I was adopted. I wouldn't be speaking to you today if when I was born the laws are the way they are now, nonetheless how the radical left wants to change radically the abortion laws. I wouldn't be speaking to you. I praise God that there was protection of life back then. I praise God that my mother was able to give me up for adoption. And I praise God for the parents that I got. And we as a people need to promote adoption. And crazily, part of the Equality Act they're trying to do pass in Congress right now will destroy
5 seconds, Craig.
Adoption. Yeah. It will destroy
exactly.
Adoption.
Craig Huey from electionforum.org.
IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis."
For more information, visit IBM.com/environment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Under President Trump's administration, about 300 children crossed the border in an attempt to get into the United States. President Biden touting open borders during his campaigning, a Customs and Border Protection staffer told Biden officials Thursday the agency is now projecting 13,000 unaccompanied children will cross the border in May of 2021. The U.S. military conducted airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in eastern Syria late Thursday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby confirmed multiple structures belonging to the Iranian-backed forces were destroyed in a U.S. airstrike. No reports of casualties or damage. Leading female Democratic politicians stayed silent Thursday on the sexual harassment allegations against New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo by former aide Lindsey Boylan, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Vice President Kamala Harris, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were all no comment. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, it's more important than ever for women to stay healthy during pregnancy. In fact, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of all maternal death and can affect a woman of any age. Knowing your risk of having a heart attack or stroke while pregnant may save your life. Dr. Lakshmi Mehta and Leah Reichert are here to discuss how to keep your heart healthy during pregnancy, childbirth, and the postpartum period. Dr. Mehta with the American Heart Association, a volunteer medical expert, is going to share the top four risk factors, heart disease-related maternal complications, and new data from the American Heart Association's heart and stroke statistics from 2021. It is an update. And Leah is a Go Red for Women, Real Woman volunteer, and she's going to share her personal experience with heart failure and a stroke during her first pregnancy and what she's doing now to educate others about the high mortality rate during and after pregnancy. Dr. Mehta and Leah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Dr. Mehta, when it comes to heart disease, what are those top four risk factors for maternal complications?
Sure. To start off with, I just want to make sure everyone understands that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, as well as the leading cause of maternal mortality in the U.S. And the four risk factors are race and ethnicity, two is age, three is blood pressure, and four is weight. So when we talk about race and ethnicity, we're talking about Black women, American Indian women, Alaskan Native women, who are about 2 to 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications compared to white women. And two is when we talk about age, women over the age of 35 have 1.2 times the risk of developing preeclampsia compared to younger women. And women over the age of 40 are about 30 times more higher risk of heart disease-related maternal death compared to a female who's had a child at less than 20 years of age. Third is blood pressure. So pregnant women who experience gestational hypertension, so that's development of high blood pressure after 20 weeks of pregnancy, are at a greater risk of developing high blood pressure, stroke, type 2 diabetes later in life. And then research also shows that women who enter pregnancy obese have about a 6 times greater odds of developing gestational hypertension compared to someone who enters pregnancy at an ideal weight. So once again, the four risk factors are 1, race and ethnicity, 2 is older age, 3 is blood pressure, and 4 is weight.
And Dr. Mehta, how is this being complicated during this pandemic?
Well, during the pandemic, women are, you know, initially were hesitant to seek medical care and hesitant to go into doctor's offices. And so that's problematic if they're not getting their blood pressure checked. Also, it's been harder for women to do the ideal lifestyle, trying to eat healthy. It's been hard to get fresh produce. It's been hard to exercise with gyms closed, fear of going outside. So even the heart healthy lifestyles that we should be leading have been really problematic on top of the increased stress that we're all facing.
Well, this latest survey from the American Heart Association's Heart and Stroke Statistics 2021, which has just been updated, any other key findings that are noteworthy here in our discussion, Dr. Mehta?
Yeah, well, one thing that's really important is this is the first time they've included maternal health in the statistical update, and that really shows you how important this topic is. Some of the new data this year has shown that hypertensive disorders in pregnancy are increasing at a higher rate than chronic hypertension. The prevalence of preterm birth and low birth weight infants is highest in Blacks. So not only does that get problematic for children as they grow up, but also that's a problem for these women having lifelong risks of cardiovascular disease. And then gestational diabetes was also shown to be higher in Asian women, which also puts them at a higher risk for cardiovascular disease. So these pregnancy-related risk factors don't portend well for women.
Mm-hmm. Well, Leah, your story, boy, wow, it's, I mean, I'm just hearing, you know, about what you had to endure. And here you are, you're an avid runner, no history of heart disease. And here you have a personal story to share. But before you do, explain to us what Go Red for Real Women, Volunteer is all about.
Absolutely. Go Red for Women is essentially getting the word out there that heart failure, that stroke can happen at any age, and just kind of putting everyone's personal stories out there to make it a little bit more relatable. And GoRedForWomen.org is amazing, and it's a great resource to have.
Well, for you, things are rolling along. I mean, you're young. You're in your 30s, early 30s, having the ideal first pregnancy, and out of nowhere, all of a sudden, you're dealing with heart failure. Tell us your story.
Yeah. So 6 days after I gave birth to my daughter, I had a cough. I noticed it was difficult to breathe when I was laying down. My heart was racing, and so we ended up going to an urgent care. My vitals were about double what they normally were, my heart rate and my blood pressure. So they sent us to the emergency room, where I was diagnosed with peripartum cardiomyopathy, or postpartum heart failure. I was terrified and shocked, just because, like you said, I had no risk factors whatsoever. One day after my discharge, my husband noticed that the right side of my face was drooping, and I was having a massive stroke. So I was air cared to a hospital where a neurosurgeon plucked the clot from my brain. Doctors think that the clot actually formed in my heart, and as my heart began to recover, it shot it out.
Is this common? I've never heard of anything like this before. So the fact that you're telling your story, it's so important for people to be aware. But how common is this, Leah?
So from my understanding, and my cardiologist and neurologist, it is not common at all. However, you know, it is important to recognize the symptoms of heart failure and to recognize the symptoms of stroke, because quick action saved my life. And from someone who has no known risk factors, I think it's important for women to be aware of these things.
So how are you managing your heart disease today?
Well, luckily, my heart is functioning at a low normal functioning, which I am so grateful for. I take medications 3 times a day, take my blood pressure every day. I try to eat a healthy diet and exercise, and absolutely educating others on these risks and making sure that they know the signs and symptoms of when to go to the doctor.
Exactly. Well, are you back to running, or is it a modified exercise program that you're utilizing now?
I am. I am back to running, and it has been wonderful. I never realized how much I missed it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it is addicting. As for people who run and have experienced that, you know, even though the clock may the alarm may wake you up early to get out and run, it's something that you know, you always look forward to. So congratulations on managing this disease, for being concerned enough to share your story and to encourage others. Dr. Mehta, you know, as Leah had just, you know, shared her story, and again, there's probably so many other things that women need to be sensitive about. What's the key takeaway that you want people to understand about their heart and a healthy pregnancy, especially in light of this pandemic that we're dealing with still?
Yeah, we'd like for everyone to recognize that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women, whether it's pregnant or not pregnant, and we want them to recognize what are the risk factors for cardiovascular disease, whether pregnant or not pregnant, and then try and lead a heart-healthy lifestyle with diet, exercise, and visiting their healthcare professionals so that they can be monitored for cardiac issues either now or their lifetime risk can be discussed. So those are important, and I would say that, you know, if someone is pregnant and concerned, talk to their physician about it. If someone has underlying heart disease, it doesn't always mean you can't get pregnant. It just means that you need the right team of doctors with the, and that right team is a close collaboration of the OB and cardiologist working together to improve the outcome for the female.
Well, we have to wrap things up now, so tell everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, Dr. Mehta.
Sure. So for more information on women's heart health, please visit goredforwomen.org.
Dr. Lakshmi Retta and Leah Reichert have been our guests. Thank you so much for being with us. Great information here. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Heard that is, especially these days, with the cancel culture and all the bullies flying around. Hey, but all it does, all it takes is people who lack courage to allow the bullies to take over. I think the bullies are going to be in for a rude awakening, because this is the land of the free and home of the brave, and we're not going to give up things that easily, are we? Hey, good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Greg Smalley joins us, so we always have fun. We always have to make sure the wife units are not listening, because, you know, Greg and I are just, we're men type. It's our perspective, with all due respect, to the wife units, and because we've learned so much about relationships. They teach us so well, don't they? It's a force of its own nature, isn't it, Greg?
It is. It is.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question?
29 years. Yeah.
Being the man of God that you are, what is it that, you know, Jesus gave us a really interesting code, you know, when you had all these smart aleck religious types going, hey, you know what happens to this guy? He's married to this woman, and then he dies, and she marries a brother, and it's like seven brothers, you know, he goes through, and he goes, well, you guys haven't read scripture. You know, when you get to heaven, there's not going to be any marrying. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, God, for all that you gave us here on earth dealing with marriage and all that, we get to heaven, and I guess that's part of heaven, is there's no marriage. I mean, what's up with that?
I know. Very confusing. Yeah. For everything that we got through and all the work that we, and all the training that takes place. Yeah,
yes.
You'd think that we'd be now ready to go for eternity as husband and wife. But not,
yeah, that everything in heaven, marriage would be perfect. It would just
right.
All come together. We would be the true complement, one to the other, and everything. And all of a sudden, you know, we get to heaven, and God says, "Hey, no marriage."
Yeah, right.
It's like, okay. So, what is it that you know that we don't know, but yet we'll know when we get to heaven?
I know.
Very funny.
Seriously.
Just
yeah.
Saying.
Who knows? But God, we trust God's plans and. And we'll at least all be together, and we maybe can reminisce about our life together here on Earth. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe not. So, which might be a good thing as well. But meanwhile, in the land of the living, here we are. Greg Smalley, by the way, is the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family, as you can tell. We're just trying to figure this out, you know, doing the best we can. I know our wives, you know, kind of hope that way. I mean, that's what they pray for, is that, oh, gosh, I hope these knuckleheads can figure this out. You know, it's the thing about marriage. It's there's two sides to the coin, right?
There is.
Yeah, I think for me, I had a huge epiphany the other day during COVID quarantine all this past year, the season. Aaron kind of said, hey, I can't be cooking meals for the entire family, you know, three meals a day. And so I kind of volunteered to help do dinners. And so I've been learning how to cook, getting better and better at it. But what I started noticing is that I would then get up in the morning, kind of rummage through the freezer, you know, pick something, and then worry, when do I have to defrost the meat? When can I run to the store for the missing ingredient? Will the dairy-free and the gluten-free people all enjoy this?
Right.
And one time I asked Aaron, I said, now, so did you, is this what happened to you? Like, would you fret all day long and worry? And she just gave me like the biggest Grinch like smile and just went, like, welcome to my.
Oh, home. Yes, there is. There is such a thing as redemption, right?
Exactly. And it, Bill, seriously, it hit me and I realized that for all these years, we've been married almost 29 years. So for 28 years of our marriage, I had no idea that that's what was going on for Aaron throughout the day as far as her thinking about dinner. Because I always cook, or I'm sorry, I clean whatever she would cook. But it gave me this completely different perspective, and I realized that she had felt alone in that. Mm. And that's one of the biggest things that I think that I'm taking away from COVID is that all starts to loosen up, you know, and as we get out of the house, those kinds of things, back to work. I think what I've started doing is trying to figure out with my wife, okay, what are some other areas maybe that I'm not aware of that you feel alone? Mm-hmm. Because that is something that I do not want to see. I mean, when people feel lonely, they shut down, you disconnect, you're not getting that type of intimacy that you really want. And so I've been encouraging spouses, be brave, ask, be courageous, ask each other, where else do you feel lonely within our marriage?
Well, yeah, doesn't that drive you nuts when the women say, well, if you really love me, you'd know?
Right. Which is,
I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but that sends me to Mars and back. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. I mean, a simple little like, hey, you know, I really would appreciate this. Because the other part of this, Greg, that's happening is that, you know, let's face it. Even though women are very busy and there's this sense of competence and, you know, contribution that they give to the family by cooking and doing the things that they do. And right now, maybe for a season, you know, it's like, okay, fine. But then if you really take over, because this is where I get in trouble, I'll go, okay, fine. Hey, I can do this. And you work it out and you get a system and you get it going. And then all of a sudden they feel now they're lonely in a different way. They're lonely for lack of participation because now you've deprived them of something that really gave them joy, but for a moment they kind of laughed and thought, okay, hey, you get it now, big boy. And you get it to such a degree and you think, okay, I'm really blessing her. I'm really doing this. But then what you've done is you've kind of neutralized her a bit in an area that she was demonstrating competence and getting fulfillment from. So, you know, that's another reason to stay close to your therapist, ladies and gentlemen, because you just got to be flexible, right?
True. And the point is not that she's either going to cook or not cook, and so we might be taking away something that she enjoys. The point is to recognize, is that a place where she feels lonely, and where else does
your
spouse
feel lonely? No, that's a good
point. And then to come alongside, it says to bear each other's burdens, which means to help carry that burden into where I may be the sous chef. I may be second in command in the kitchen and just do that with Aaron, or I might take the burden away and end up doing the cooking. Either way, the goal is how do we not feel lonely within the marriage, and those are important conversations.
Can we get, I mean, the thing I've been focusing on is let's get back to first principles. And even in marriage, you know, first principles of, you know, that were defined, you know, prior to marriage, maybe in counseling early on in the relationship, when we're in that honeymoon stage where we're laying out the rules of engagement, so to speak.
Yeah.
And sometimes that gets vacated in time. We take things for granted, like you say, and then you have this brilliant moment of epiphany that says, wow, my wife is lonely. I don't want her to be lonely. See, that's a first principle issue. I you know, I married you so that we could be together, that we could be a team. I don't want, you know, it grieves me to hear that you feel lonely in this. And like you say, good follow-up. If that's happening here, where else is that happening?
Right.
You know, where else do we need to review and get back to first principles on all these issues? Because,
right.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, speaking of loneliness, is it okay? Can I share with you where I feel lonely?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the goal, because we all create the connection. We've experienced some connection probably during COVID. But I know that that takes intentionality. And that's why for me, that question, where what are some areas in our marriage that you feel lonely, that's made such a big difference. Now, you have to be willing to listen and to not defend, because it's easy for me to go, well, yeah, I feel lonely paying all the bills. I feel lonely, whatever, fill in the blank. And,
right.
and if we're willing to ask the question, where do you feel lonely in our marriage, and then just listen, and and then you guys can solve that later on. But, boy, what an opportunity to care and to go, wow, I had no idea. Boy, that matters to me. Help me understand. Tell me more about that. What
exactly,
does that felt like?
Exactly.
That's the cool opportunity.
Greg, I like the question itself, just the wording. You know, where else do you feel lonely? I mean, because there's something about loneliness. I mean, in asking that kind of question, that keeps, you know, keeps the guard from, you know, not coming up and shutting things down. You're not attacking the other person. You are acknowledging, hey, look, I've noticed this. You know, through my behavior, I see where you might be lonely. I mean, that, I love that question. I think that's a powerful question to ask. And guys, I hope you're taking note. Ladies, the same way. I mean, because this is a two-way street.
Right.
I mean, you don't want your mate to feel lonely. And maybe, I mean, this isn't all just for guys. This is about marriages. We're talking about marriages right now who have been, you know, that have taken a big hit in this era of COVID. Because with it, you know, like anything, if you're not prepared for it, and if you don't have a strong foundation, this is going to rattle your foundation, no doubt, right?
It really will. And again, the goal is not to necessarily, hey, how do we solve, how do I do more around the house? I mean, that could be. I tell you that the real gift is through the question, is this the connection that's created?
Right.
It, which is the opposite of loneliness, is we just listen and care and let that be okay. Erin has all kinds of roles and tasks and things that she does, and so do I. So the goal isn't to go, hey, how can I eliminate everything my wife's responsible for or doing? It's
right.
to come alongside her and just acknowledge sometimes as we both do our roles and do our jobs, we just end up feeling lonely. And how
exactly.
do we eliminate that? How do we just care? How do we talk? How do we just come alongside each other? If nothing else, just to care about what the
exactly.
other person's experience is, that eliminates the loneliness.
Right. Well, Greg, that's an excellent point. And I agree with you 100% on this, because a lot of times, you know, our mates just want to know that we get it.
Right.
And the hard thing for guys is that, man, we hear a problem, we're bringing out our tool belt, we got the hammer, we got the saw, we're ready to fix it. It's
right.
going, wait a minute, you know, she doesn't want you to fix it, she just wants to know that you understand. Like the prayer of St. Francis, which always haunts me, oh God, you know, help me to understand before being understood. It goes a long way, doesn't it? Yeah, there we go. We'll leave it there. Greg Smalley from Focus on the Family, the VP of Marriage. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it, buddy. God bless.
Radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give